Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I get emails that amuse me to no end. And the funny thing is that it happens because I've got websites. I have to have an email address on my website. I've even got a contact form on my website. And the thing is that there are people out there who just send garbage emails, spam emails, phishing emails, all kinds of stuff. And I do glance at them and just chuck them. And I do have some filters in place to get rid of a lot of them. But every now and then, a new one gets through. And I always feel the need to come out here and talk about the new ones because I'm just endlessly fascinated at how the scams change, how the emails change, how they evolve over time. Some things are the same scam over and over again, just dressed up in different ways. Some of them are actually kind of new. And this one here is a new one. I've not seen this one yet. And it came in through an information query on my one of my websites, and is a thing that says, you know, for information to contact Steve, I think it says, fill in the information, and boom, it comes. And so I get this thing, and I know that it came from my own website, but it's got a return address on it from the other person who sent it to me. So here's the email I got today from Melissa, not her real name, but we'll get to that in a second. And it does say it's addressed to me, and the subject is Shorelines 2018. Now, Shorelines 2018 is a project that I put together that didn't come to fruition in the sense I wanted it to. And so I don't talk about it a whole lot here, but occasionally you might see me wearing a shirt that says Shorelines 2018 on it. And it was a project that I was working on in 2018. But the website I've got that actually addresses this is douglashoughton.com, douglashoughton.com. And I own that URL. I bought the URL a few years ago because I wrote a book about Douglas Houghton called Michigan's Columbus and the life of Douglas Houghton. And so douglashoughton.com was available and I bought it. And I actually bought both 1S and 2 because it's correctly spelled with 2 S's, commonly misspelled with 1. So I wrote a book called Michigan's Columbus a few years ago. It actually won an award. See the gold sticker? And it came out in 2009. So I've had this website for quite some time. And on the website, all I really have there is some stuff about this canoe trip I was going to take and try to revisit some of the places that Douglas Houghton visited when he was traveling the Great Lakes in small boats. And so I've got this website up, but I don't think about it that much because the project is behind me, didn't come to fruition. And so I got this email from somebody who didn't get the memo. It says, from Melissa, subject. Now, there's a subject box. You can put something in the subject box. Why do you use my images for douglashoughton.com without my consent? Exclamation mark. It violates my rights, exclamation mark. You must remove them now, N-O-W, all caps, exclamation mark. Now, here's the problem. On my website, there's nothing but photographs I took or photographs I've got the right to use because they're taken by friends of mine or links to videos I made. And of course, I own the rights to these too. But it says message body. Hello there. This is Melissa, and I am a experienced photographer and illustrator. Melissa. No last name like Cher or Bono or Milo or Wolfie. This is Melissa, and I am a experienced photographer and illustrator. I was baffled, comma, to put it nicely, comma, when I came across my images at your web dash site. This is barely even English. I mean, seriously, if you use copyrighted image, singular, without my approval, comma, you must be aware that you could be sued by the owner. Well, wait, are you the owner? Someone else the owner? It's illicitly to use stolen images, and it's so mean. Exclamation, so mean. Please be nice to me. It's illicitly. Okay, illicitly is an adverb. You mean it's illicit, but that's not even correct either. To use stolen images, and it's so mean. Well, number one, they're not stolen images. Number two, it's so mean? Who cares? If there's a law that says someone owes you money, it doesn't matter if it's mean or not. Someone owes you money. Check out this document with the links to my images you used at douglashoughton.com and my earlier publications to get evidence of my copyrights, period. Well, first of all, if you own the copyright to a photograph, you just simply say, see this photograph? That's mine. You don't have to drive me to another website and have me click on something. Download it now and check this out for yourself. https://sites.google.com/site/case000283/google-drive/share. It goes on and on. And of course, you don't click on this. Okay. It should just say Trojan horse here. Infect your computer. Click this. If you don't delete the images mentioned in the document above within the next several days, I'll write a complaint on you to your hosting provider stating that my copyrights have been infringed and I'm trying to protect my intellectual property. My hosting provider doesn't care because they've got no liability whatsoever for anything I post on their site due to U.S. law. This is the dumbest threat I've ever heard. And by the way, you have to delete them within several days. No attorney or person with any legal knowledge in their right mind would ever say, I'm going to give you several days to comply. No, I give you 7 days to comply. You better remove that by Monday. Okay. And I'm trying to protect my intellectual. And if it doesn't work, you may be pretty damn sure I'm going to report and sue you. Report me? Report me to who? The copyright police. Oh no, the copyright police are here. And I'm going to sue you. Well, the lawsuit would be an interesting thing. Okay. If I actually did infringe on your copyright, you'd sue me. That's not knock yourself out. And I will not bother myself to let you know of it in advance. Uh-oh. You're not going to bother yourself to let me know of it in advance? Well, you're going to serve me with it, right? The lawsuit will come. Will I be made aware of the lawsuit? Or are you just going to do that like in some secret copyright court someplace else? So the funny thing is that her name allegedly is Melissa. And her email address is a Hotmail address. And I actually did hit return to send an email back to her. And I explained to her in very kind terms that I am actually an attorney and I own all the rights to all the photographs on my website. And I think this is hooey. And I may have phrased these things a little differently. And I hit send and 2 seconds later got kicked back. That's a bad email address. So if somebody was legitimately concerned about my use of their property, you'd think they'd actually go, here's my real name, here's my real address, and here is this, and here's why I think I own it. I took this picture, I bought the rights from someone who did. And so I know what's going on here, but it's just funny because I'm assuming that the goal is to get me to click on this link, right? I'm assuming that's what it is. Once in a while, somebody will contact me and say, hey, Steve, there's actually something else going on there, and they'll explain something I hadn't thought of. But the point is that I don't click on this link to find out. I glanced at my website to make sure nobody hacked it and uploaded something crazy to it. Because, you know, the last time I looked, no, they're all my photographs. I have spoken to people, somebody I know, who posted a video on YouTube and had accidentally uploaded something involving a photograph by somebody else that was taken off somebody else's Instagram feed that was copyrighted to somebody else. And they got a nasty letter that basically said, look, you're using our image in your video. We can prove it's ours. And here's our lawyer's number. And that was real. But, you know, that makes sense that there's a photograph that you didn't know where it came from. You should know where every photograph comes from that you use in a commercial setting like that. But I assure you that if you go to douglashoughton.com, and just do that for the intellectual exercise. There's not a whole lot there. You're going to see a bunch of photographs that I took or that I'm in but were taken by people I know and I have permission to use the photographs or videos that I shot. And trust me, I turned this camera on and I turned this camera off. I got the copyright on this image right now of me doing this right there. Okay. So again, this all boils down to and gets back to my book, Michigan's Columbus, The Life of Douglas Houghton, that came out 11 years ago. And it tells the story of Douglas Houghton, who was the first geologist of the state of Michigan. And he traveled all over the state and explored and very, very important person. He's also a medical doctor. And he died at a very young age. And look at that. There's a picture of me back in the days when I was in black and white. So there you go. But yeah, I'm frightened. But I better, you know, I'm going to go click on that. Let's see what happens. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Is there another word for synonym?